Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
His presence is here, and I hope. All right, so I'll recap some things from last week. Last week, we talked about, we started on healing, and we mentioned the fact that, from God's standpoint, all of us are sick. If a man is out of tune spiritually, he's sick from a spiritual standpoint. If he has an issue in his finances, he's sick financially. If he has an issue emotionally or in a relationship, he's sick in that area. So many areas of our lives, we need the healing touch of God, the hand of God, to touch us in that area. And then we ask the most important question, where does sickness come from? It's so important. If you have a mindset that God is using this sickness to teach you something, that's not how he teaches his children. All sickness comes from God. There's no sickness in heaven. If you go to heaven, there's none there. Where is he going to get it from? In the beginning, when he created everything, it was good. So we looked at the source of sickness, at the fact that it was through sin that it entered the world, and it comes from Satan himself. So it's so important. Get that settled. Good comes from God. Bad comes from the enemy. And then we talked also about the fact that to remain healthy, the verse that she referenced when she was ministering, Exodus chapter 23, 25, remain in service. Remain in service to God, and he is committed to keeping you healthy. Be committed and dedicated to God. And we talked about the fact that a faithful man brings health. A faithful ambassador brings health. And the sense there is, how can the ambassador bringing the health be the one lying on the sick bed? So the faithful ambassador, the one who is faithful to God, God is committed to keeping them healthy. Thank you, Lord. And so when it comes to healing, one of the things that we see in the Bible is that it is tied to light. Notice what he says in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 58, verse 8. He says, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your healing, notice the correlation. That whole chapter, I talked a lot about fasting, but notice the correlation between light and healing springing forth speedily. It's so important. When light comes, that darkness has to go. Darkness has no option but to go. And so it's so important. The Bible also talks about the fact that he that wanders out of the way of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. When we talk about life, we are talking about the understanding of God's word. You see, you can be saved, but if you wander out of the way of understanding, or you lack light, or you lack understanding, then it's as if you remain in the congregation of the dead. You live your life just like somebody who doesn't have a God. But when the light of God's word comes, your health will spring forth. Yeah, your health in every area of your life will spring forth speedily. So this morning, be very sensitive as the word of God goes forth, because that is how God works, and we'll discover that in this lesson as well. But let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. You see, when we know how God operates and we can cooperate with him, we've gone a long way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I pray that the light of God's word, the entrance of his word, brings light. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. He says, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. This leper came to Jesus. His question was, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. You see, if you have a friend and they come to you, would you rather they come to you and ask you for help? Would you rather they doubt your ability to help or your willingness to help? You rather which one is better? You rather they come to you not questioning your willingness to help if you are a good friend. This person doesn't have a shadow of doubt that Jesus can do it, but he's not sure if he's willing. When coming to Jesus for healing in any area of your life, settle the question. That's what so many people stumble. Is it God's will to heal me? Is it God's will to deliver me? Is it God's will to heal me? Settle that question once and forevermore. This is the only person that came to Jesus questioning the willingness of Jesus to heal. A leper, he's a leper. We could spend a month. He was a leper. There is something missing in his life. There is something wrong in his life. But he comes to Jesus and says, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 3, notice what Jesus said. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. If you told him that he was willing back then, he's willing today as well. Amen. That same Jesus hasn't changed. If you come to him looking for deliverance, looking for healing, oh, he will say the same thing to you that he said 2,000 years ago when he was walking on the dusty road of Galilee. He will tell you, I am willing, be made whole.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my Lord and my God. But to understand how to receive from God, you ought to understand how he works. You ought to understand how he works. God always works by sending his word. You see, so many times when we think about the ministry of Jesus, we think that, somehow, we have the idea that he just started out, and wherever he went, he just started healing people arbitrarily. No, that's not how God works. He sent his word and healed. Notice what he says in Psalm 107, verse 27. Psalm 107, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 107, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, he sent his word and heal them and deliver them from their destruction. He sent his word and heal them and deliver them from all their destruction. There was a certain man also in 2 Kings chapter 5. He was also a leper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He says, now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. But a leper. He was a commander of the army, but he was a leper. So many times in life, it feels that what some portion of your life is doing well, another portion of your life is not doing well. He was a commander of the Syrian army, but he was a leper. Notice what happened. He came to the prophet, and the maid of the servants of the captain said, I know a prophet in Israel. If you can go to him, he will make you whole. He packed everything that he had, left Syria, came to Israel, and the man of God said, go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times and you will come back clean. He said, there are better rivers around. I'm not going to go and dip in this dirty water. The word that has come to him is, go and dip 7 times, you'll be made whole. He sent his word and he delivered him. Later on, he grumbled, but he went and he came back home. But the key we want to see here is that it was the word of God that was spoken to the prophet that made him whole. Prophets can tell you the way to go. They can show you the way to go, but we have a responsibility to obey God's word when we hear it and walk in the fullness of it. And so this morning, as you sit under the influence of the word of God, any area of your life, oh, that so to speak, where you can look at and point out that there's a leprosy, there's something missing there. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray by the sent word of God, may you be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. If you believe that, say amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When Jesus was ministering, oh, notice what happened in the beginning of his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. He says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. But notice, the first thing that he says is, if you sum up the ministry of Jesus, it consists of teaching, preaching, and healing. But notice that the teaching comes first and the preaching comes first before the healing. The teaching and the preaching is what's going to produce faith in the heart of the people for the healing to follow. It's put in that order for a reason. So many times we want to skip the teaching, the preaching, and jump to the healing. That's not how Jesus operates. Teaching, preaching, and healing. Thank you, Lord. Not that far. Thank you, Lord. Notice as well, when he began his ministry again, in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. He says, this is so important for us. Then Jesus, Luke 4, 14, returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went throughout all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogue. What's the first thing that he did when he came back from the mountain? What does it say in verse 15? And he did what? So important. He taught in their synagogue, being glorified by all. Go through the four gospels, underline, look for the word taught, teaching. He did a lot of that. Because that's so important. And here, when he went into the synagogue where he had been brought up, they handed him the book of Isaiah. Then he announced his mission. Then the Spirit, verse 18 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Notice again, he has anointed me to do what? To preach the gospel to the poor. Then the healing comes. To heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. He wants them to hear it first. Thank you, Lord. So all bore, verse 22, all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious word which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? He said to them, you will surely say this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have done here and done in Capernaum, also do here in your country. Oh, so they didn't accept his ministry in his hometown. They wouldn't hear what he has to say. So notice the account of Mark in this particular instance. Mark chapter 6. Thank you, Lord. He said this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Thank you, Lord. But from verse 4, he says, Mark 6, 4. He says, and Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Verse 5. Now he could do no mighty work there, except he laid his hands on a few sick people and he healed them. and he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. The previous verses, they were saying, we know this person. This is Joseph's son. We knew him a few weeks ago. He was just walking around here. We have an order in for our carpentry work in the next 2 weeks. He goes to the mountains, comes back, and then he's saying that he's anointed. Who is he? Because they wouldn't hear, he could there do no mighty work there. He couldn't do it. Except he laid his hands on a few people. Think about it. Jesus is walking there. He is anointed.
Come on.
The power of God is present. But because they wouldn't hear, they didn't receive the healing. That's how Jesus operates. That's how God will operate. He sends his word into any area of your life. Then the word goes to work when you believe it. And he said he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went around teaching. What is he going? How is he going to solve the unbelief problem? He has to keep teaching so they can hear, faith can come, and then they can receive.
Come on, amen.
So important. So important. Hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 5. No wonder he says, be careful how you hear. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. He says, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. This multitude is pressing in to hear the word of God. That should be your heart cry as well. Lord, I want to hear your word.
Amen. Come on.
Then notice as well in verse 15. Again, about the hearing part. This is so important. He says, however, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. What did they come to do? To hear and to be healed. Hear and 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 be healed.
Come on,
sir.
Come on.
Yes.
Came for two purposes. To hear and to be healed. To hear and be healed. If you need deliverance in any area of your life, healing in every area of your life, go for light.
Come on.
Go for the light of God's word. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed.
Amen. Come on.
They came to hear and to be healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The next chapter says it again. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, and he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
Thank you, Father. As well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all.
Amen.
If you were present and you heard, you would have been healed as well.
Amen.
Come on. Come on.
But they came so many times. People want to skip the hearing part and get to the healing. It doesn't work that way.
That's right. Come on.
They came to hear and to be healed. Uh-huh. Or so many times I would say, if God's will is going to heal me, why don't you get the will that he's left, which is the Bible. Go in there and receive.
Amen.
Or as you are hearing, faith is coming this morning. Notice, he gives us a prescription on what to do in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. He says, my son, or my child, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The word death, health in the Hebrew is literally medicine. Medicine. To which part of your flesh? All your flesh. Yes, medicine that will heal your liver, that will heal your kidney, that will heal your heart, that will keep your heal your head, and not only that, keep you healthy.
Amen.
God's plan, we discovered, is for us to live healthy.
Yes. Come on.
To all your flesh, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
But he gives you, that's God's prescription.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you the way to take it. If you went to a doctor and he gave you some prescription and said, take it twice a day, at this time, for this length of time, or how many people religiously follow that? Or if you didn't do that and you went back to him after that time frame and the doctor asked you, how are you doing? He said, I'm feeling worse than when I first came here. Did you take the medicine like I prescribed? He said, no, I put the medicine on myself, right by my bedside. I haven't done anything with it. The doctor will look at you, look at that person and say, what are you talking about?
Come on.
I give you a prescription to take, and you are saying you set it on the side of your bed, or you put it in the medicine cabinet.
Come on.
God has given us his word.
Amen.
He says, give attention to my words. That means give my words first place.
Come on.
Let my word be first. If you are running an errand and you run into a friend and you say, no, I have to get to the post office by 6 o'clock before they close. I will catch up with you later. Your post office errand takes precedence over that friend or the conversation you are going to have. You are giving attention to that particular task.
Come on.
So when he says, give attention to my word, everything else, give my word first place in your life, my child.
Amen. Come on.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then what did he say? Incline your ear to my saying. We are back to the hearing part again. Incline your ears to my saying. Incline your ear to my word.
Amen.
And to incline your ear to his word, some other things have to go out. Some religious background and things that we have heard that doesn't line up with the word of God has to go away. Incline your ear to what God is saying. That takes precedence over everything else.
Come on.
Incline your ear to my saying.
Amen.
Your body may be telling you one thing. The doctor's report may have said one thing.
On.
But what does the word of God say?
Amen.
What does the word of God say?
Yes.
Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep your eyes on it all the time.
Amen.
Because what you focus your attention on, it shows up in your eye. What you focus on, when you keep your eyes on his word, you are bound to see yourself with what the word of God says.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Remember Peter, when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he started sinking when he got out of the boat. Keep your eyes on the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then what did he say? Keep them in the midst of your heart. That's where it needs to be. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father.
Amen.
Keep that word in your heart. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Think about it day and night. Think about it all the time. Don't let them depart from your mouth. Keep your eyes off of it.
Amen.
Keep hearing the word of God.
Come on.
Yes.
What will happen?
Come on.
They are life to those who find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep your eyes on his word. Glory be to the name.
Amen.
of the Lord. You see, so many times people wait for the divine, but for the intervention of divine sovereignty. And that happens at times as well. But that's not God's ordinary way of working. God's ordinary way and normal way of working is to send his word. And when it is believed, then it produces results.
Amen.
Notice what he says in Acts chapter 11, verse 14. Acts 11, 14. Glory be to the name of the Lord. This was when Peter went to the house of Cornelius, and after that he was recounting his experience to the brethren. He says, notice, he had told him, send for Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. Who will tell you words? Men and people are saved and healed by hearing words.
Yes. Come on.
We are saved by hearing words. We heard the word of God, we believed, and that's how we got born again. But it doesn't stop there. Oh, receiving from God, you have to hear the word of God first. Mm-hmm. That word saved there, in other places it's translated whole. In other places it's translated healed. We are saved by hearing words. Who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, commit to hearing the word of God.
Yes.
Commit to digging into the Bible for answers. Yes. So you refuse to abide among the congregation of the dead. I have a Savior. He has given me his word. His word will make a difference in my life. I will put my attention on it and draw out of it. If you believe that, say amen. Lord, the presence of God is here this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Cornelius hadn't heard the word of God. He was praying and he saw a vision and he sent for Peter. Notice again, the power is in the word. That's what we want to see this morning. Acts chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. This was Peter ministering. Verse 44. His whole sermon there didn't even last 5 minutes in the house of Cornelius. But notice what he was saying. While Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on those, notice, who had the word. When he was speaking, this morning, as the word of God is going forth in the mighty name of Jesus, every area of oppression, every area of your life that is not whole, in the mighty name of Jesus, receive his wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. If they believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
As the word of God was going forth, the power fell. Oh, who will tell you words by which you, oh, and your house will be saved? Oh, where the word of the king is, there is power. Where the word of the king is, there is power, the Bible says. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at another instance here. Luke chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 5. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 17. Oh, this is exciting. I'm happy already.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Luke 5:17. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching. Again, he was teaching. It always comes first with him. That there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem. Notice, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Notice the correlation between the teaching and the power.
Amen.
Come on. When he was preaching, teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring it in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the mist before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." He said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, then departed to his own house. Glorifying God. Glory to God. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. That includes the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He was teaching, and there was power present. Nobody got healed in this instance except for this man. The power is present. Why doesn't the power just heal them just like that? It takes faith to draw on that power. And then he went away. The first thing that he said is, "Your sins are forgiven you." Then they began to question, has power to forgive sins except God? Mm-hmm. He said, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins." You see, from God's standpoint, the same power that forgives sins is the same power that heals. He sees it the same. Notice what he says. We'll come back to the story. But notice what he says in Psalm 103, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 103, verse 3. This is so important. I'm telling you things that I discovered along the way that I wish I knew when I first got born again. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He said, bless the verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
Yes.
What are the benefits? Verse 3. "Who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases.
Not just some all of them. Your diseases.
Oh, don't forget that benefit. So from his standpoint, the forgiveness of sins and the healing of disease is the same. It's also a benefit. The same power that forgives sins is the same power that will make you whole completely from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
He saw their faith. It takes faith. To climb the roof of a building when you are paralyzed. And to be let down through the roof. What, I'm already paralyzed. What if I make it down and more bones break? I already can't walk. If my hip goes out of joint, it's even worse now. But he knew. They have faith that if they can get him into the presence of Jesus, Jesus can do something about it.
Amen.
But notice, he's in the presence of Jesus. But he's as paralyzed as he was before he got there. Can you be in the presence and remain in of Jesus and remain in your condition? Yes, it happens all the time. Faith has to be relieved. He asked, told him, "Rise up, take up your bed, and walk." That faith must be put into action. Faith without corresponding action or faith without action is dead being alone. It's dead being alone. It must be put into action. So, imagine what he said, "Get up and walk." He just keeps complaining and said, "I've come this far. Now he's asking me to do something that I cannot do." Doesn't he know that I'm paralyzed? But Jesus knew what he was doing. From his standpoint, the power was already there. Action has to be given to it for it to give results. When he did that, he walked home completely whole. But the key to note there is, he was teaching and power was present. He was teaching and power was present. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. It's part of your redemption benefit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's look at another instance as well. Acts chapter 14, verse 8. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Actually, let's start from verse 7. They go to Lystra. He says, and they were preaching the gospel there. Acts 14:7. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This is a cripple again. This man, notice, heard Paul speaking. What was Paul speaking? Paul was preaching the gospel. Remember, he said in the previous verse. Oh, is healing part of the gospel? Oh, is part and parcel of the gospel? He must have been preaching that Jesus has paid the price for your sickness. Jesus has paid, is the one that heals you and makes you whole.
Amen.
He must have been preaching that. It's part of the gospel. Thank you, Lord. When we all make back to that point, when we think of the gospel, we only think about being saved from our sins. But here he says, Paul preached the gospel. The man heard what Paul was speaking. Paul observing him intently and seeing, notice, that he had faith to be healed. Notice at this point, he's heard the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, but he's still sitting down. He's as paralyzed as he was before he got there. Or before he heard the word of God. Oh, so many people die with a heart full of faith. That there's no better way to die. But that faith must be released. That faith must be put into action. Mm-hmm. Notice what Paul said in this instance as well. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he leaped and walked. See, a casual reader of the Bible will say Paul healed the crippled man. He didn't, not necessarily. It's the, he said, who had faith to be healed? The man. Paul did three things. He preached the word of God. He told the man, he looked at him intently, and then he told him to stand upright on your feet and walk. The man did three things. He did something as well. He heard. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. They came to hear and to be healed. He heard the gospel. And what he himself had faith to be healed. And when he told him, stand upright on your feet and walk, he didn't hesitate. He leaped and he walked. He put action to his faith, and miracle was the result. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So important. A lot of the miracles that we see here are people, they heard the word of God. Sometimes we pray with people and we see results. But sometimes that's what I heard the word of God and I said, enough is enough with this sickness. Enough is enough with this condition. It must come to an end. Jesus has already paid the price.
Amen.
Think about, you remember Barabbas, the prisoner, the king asked them, who would you want me to release unto you? This Jesus or this Barabbas? When Jesus took the place of Barabbas, Barabbas went free for life. Jesus has already paid the price for your healing. So a punishment cannot be served twice. A sentence cannot be served twice. That price has already been paid. And if he shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Amen.
That price doesn't have to be paid again. So you hear the word of God and you say, no, enough is enough. Somebody has taken my place. This morning, any area of oppression. Oh, Acts 10:38, that's what when Peter was preaching. He said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oh, take that word into your heart. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Think about it. That price has been paid. I am free. I refuse to be bound again. I will stand in the liberty wherewith he has made me free. Galatians 5:1 says, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Jesus has made me free. I refuse to remain in captivity. I refuse to remain in bondage. No! The your hands off of God's property. Take your hands and get off of my body. My body is the temple of the living God. It's not meant for sickness and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, that price has been paid. I am going free. I am standing forth in that liberty. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God. So important. Hear and be healed. My prayer for you this morning is that you will be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. Like the apostle said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Preserved entire until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, as you take in his word. And continue doing that. It is health to all your flesh. May you walk in health. May you walk in wholeness. May you walk in that which God has paid for you, that price which God has paid for you. Not only in your health, but in every area of your life. Where it seems out of adjustment. Where it seems out of the will of God. Oh, Naaman was successful in one area, but he was a leper. In the mighty name of Jesus, every area of your life that doesn't line up with the will of God, I speak by the word of God this morning that it lines up in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You see, he can tell you the way to go, but we have to obey his word and go and do his word. Be committed that you are going to obey his word. The blind man whom Jesus said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Jesus tells him what to do. That is the word of Jesus for his healing. He is responsible to go to that pool and to get healed. How can a blind man get to the pool? I don't know how far is it? Jesus, can't you see I'm blind? How am I going to get to that pool? He has to get there. Be committed to obeying the word of God. Be committed to serving the Lord. He will keep you healthy. And if there is sickness in your body as well, his power is still the same to heal and to deliver. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. My Lord and my God, talk to him this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, talk to him. Talk to him. Thank you, Lord. He came to purchase your wholeness, to make you whole. That is his plan. Whole in every area of your life. Soundness, nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. Thank him. Thank him. Make a fresh commitment to hear his word and to do it. To hear his word and obey. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, lift up your voice to God this morning. Lift up your voice. His presence is here this morning. If you need his healing touch in your body, oh, he says, who forgives all your iniquities and heal all your diseases. And heal not just some of them. It's medicine to all your flesh. Here's medicine to all your flesh. Medicine to all your flesh. Health to all your flesh. Begin to appropriate that this morning in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. And this morning, if you are listening to us or watching us, or you're here, and you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, he says healing is the children's prayer. I want to be his child. I want to receive this healing that you are talking about. I am hurt emotionally. My life is out of tune with the will of God. If you want to meet this Jesus that we are talking about, he's the same. He hasn't changed. He will forgive you your sins and make you whole and make you new, make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you are like that, please raise your hands and we'll pray with you. Or if you need him at some point, and for some reason you walked away, but you say, I am coming back to God. Let us see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's pray then. Thank you, Lord. If you are listening online, just say these words after me. Lord Jesus, or you are here and you want to come back or receive me to God, just say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you were raised from the dead for me. Today, I confess you as my Lord. And thank you, I'm saved. in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. And if you are sick in any part of your body, place your hands on that part as well. His power is here to deliver. His power is here to heal. Thank you, Lord. Place your hands there. Thank you, Father. And let's pray. His power will touch you and make you completely whole. Thank you, Father. Then just say, Lord Jesus, thank you. You are my healer. You paid the price for my healing. Today, I receive your healing power in my body. Destroy this sickness. Call it by name. Destroy this sickness in my body. Make me whole.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.